The Osgood File, Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The autopsy report on Prince shows what a lot of people suspected. He took too much of an opioid medication and accidentally killed himself. It's just another indication of how addictive these drugs are and why states like West Virginia are now suing the drug companies that distribute them. But the drug industry has established some deep connections over the years, including with a man named Patrick Morrissey.
As a lobbyist, Morrissey was paid $250,000 to represent a pharmaceutical trade group funded by some of the same distributors West Virginia is now suing.
Which is significant because Patrick Morrissey is now the Attorney General of West Virginia. More after this from Charlie. The opioid problem is so bad in West Virginia that the addicts openly line up at doctors' offices. That's why West Virginia is suing drug suppliers who shipped over 200 million opioid pills to the state over 5 years. The man in charge of that lawsuit is Patrick Morrissey, West Virginia's attorney general.
We're losing a generation of people to despair.
But Mr. Morrissey was once a lobbyist for one of the companies the state is suing, Cardinal Health. And after taking office, he held a meeting with their representatives. So CBS's Jim Axelrod asked him,
is it appropriate for you to be meeting with Cardinal Healthcare when the state is suing them?
Well, I would argue we should meet with everyone involved across the board to go solve this problem.
Morrissey says there's now a firewall between himself and the pharmaceutical industry, but then there's the matter of his wife's clients.
While you've been in office, your wife's firm has made roughly $1.5 million from Cardinal.
Well, I think we've gone through the process and people have determined that there was no conflict.
The lawsuits go to trial in October. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.